Hello, and welcome back to The Padded Room. I'm Margot, here with Wayne, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and everything in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join a discussion. While there, check out TV shows or click the Schedule a Call button to explore how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. As promised, we are continuing the discussion about virtual personal shopping today. So Wayne, what products can seniors expect to find through virtual personal shopping?
Virtual personal shopping offers a wide range of products, Margot. These options are virtually limitless, from fashionable clothing and accessories to home goods, electronics, and even gifts for loved ones. Users can shop for clothing for all occasions, including formal wear, casual outfits, and activewear. They can also explore home decor items like kitchen gadgets and electronics like tablets or smart devices.
That's fantastic. It seems like there's something for everyone. Can you share some success stories of users who have found unique and perfect items through virtual personal shopping?
Certainly. One of the great success stories involves a woman looking for a specific vintage-style dress for a family reunion. The personal shopper went above and beyond the call of duty, scouring various online boutiques to find the perfect dress that matched her preferences and styles. She was then delighted with the outfit and received many compliments at the event. Another heartwarming story involves a couple who wanted to surprise their grandchild with a special gift. The personal shopper helped them find a unique toy that perfectly suited the child's interests, making it a memorable and cherished present.
Wayne, these stories are heartwarming and demonstrate the value of having a personal shopper's expertise. I can imagine how thrilled those users must have been with their finds. Can folks also request assistance with more specific items, like home essentials or gadgets?
Absolutely. Personal shoppers are well equipped to assist with a wide range of requests, whether it's finding the perfect blender for a senior who loves cooking or selecting the ideal smart device to stay connected with family. Personal shoppers are there to help with any specific item seniors may have in mind.
Virtual personal shopping can cater to various needs and interests. The variety of products and the personalized assistance make it truly special. Wayne, thank you for sharing these heartwarming stories. Now, let's address an essential topic: privacy and security concerns related to virtual personal shopping. Wayne, what are some common worries users might have about sharing their personal information during these shopping sessions?
That's a valid concern. Users may worry about sharing sensitive information like their address, payment details, or even personal preferences with personal shoppers. However, choosing reputable platforms and understanding how they handle data is essential.
Absolutely. Security is of the utmost importance. Can you elaborate on the measures reputable virtual personal shopping platforms take to ensure a safe and secure shopping experience for seniors.
Reputable platforms take privacy and security seriously. They use encrypted communication channels to protect personal information and ensure it remains confidential. They also adhere to strict data protection laws and guidelines. Additionally, personal shoppers are trained professionals who respect the privacy of their clients and follow ethical practices. Furthermore, before engaging in virtual personal shopping, seniors should inquire about the platform's privacy policy and security measures. Ensuring the platform has robust security measures will give users peace of mind during their shopping experiences.
That's incredibly important information for our listeners to be aware of. It's reassuring to know that reputable platforms prioritize the safety and privacy of their users. Remember, listeners, if you're considering virtual personal shopping, always check the platform's security protocols.
That's right, Margo. Being well-informed and proactive about privacy and security is key to having a positive and enjoyable shopping experience.
Wayne, thank you for shedding light on this crucial aspect. Now that we've addressed privacy and security, let's discuss the convenience of virtual personal shopping. Let's share some useful tech tips to help seniors easily navigate these platforms. Wayne, what are some practical tips for listeners who may need to be more tech savvy but want to enjoy virtual personal shopping?
Great question. First and foremost, folks can use their smartphones, tablets, or computers to access virtual personal shopping sessions. These devices are user-friendly and readily available in most households. If needed, family members or friends can assist, or you can call our helpline.
Those are fantastic suggestions. Familiar devices can certainly make the process more approachable for seniors. Are there any specific tech features that might be helpful during virtual personal shopping sessions?
Absolutely. Users can use features like video calls or live chats to interact with personal shoppers in real time. Video calls allow for a more personal and engaging experience akin to an in-store visit. Additionally, seniors can use messaging apps or emails to communicate with their personal shoppers as well.
Those features sound incredibly convenient. It's wonderful to see how technology can bridge the gap and create a personalized shopping experience, even from home. Wayne, how can seniors who might be less familiar with smartphones or computers gain confidence in using these devices for virtual personal shopping?
Building confidence with technology takes time. And that's perfectly okay. Seniors can start by exploring their device's basic functions, like making calls, sending messages, or browsing the internet. Many platforms also provide user-friendly tutorials for customers seeking support to assist seniors in getting started. Practice makes perfect, and with a little patience and guidance, seniors can quickly become comfortable using their technology.
Wise words. Taking small steps and learning at one's own pace is key to embracing new technology. How true is that? Virtual personal shopping sounds like an excellent opportunity for listeners to enhance their shopping experience.
I recommend listeners start with reputable and well-established virtual personal shopping platforms. Reach out to customer support if you have any questions or concerns. Remember that personal shoppers are there to assist and make the experience enjoyable. Lastly, don't hesitate to seek help from family members, friends, talking tech. Embracing technology for virtual personal shopping can lead to a delightful and personalized shopping experience.
Thank you for those valuable tips, Wayne. Our listeners are now equipped with the knowledge to make the most of their virtual personal shopping endeavors. Wayne, can you tell us about potential virtual personal shopping technology advancements?
Absolutely. The world of technology is constantly evolving, and virtual personal shopping is no exception. In the future, we can expect more sophisticated, intuitive platforms that more accurately tailor recommendations based on individual styles and preferences. Virtual reality and augmented reality technologies may also be integrated, allowing users to virtually try on clothes and accessories before purchasing.
Wow, that sounds incredible. The prospect of virtual trying on items would undoubtedly enhance the shopping experience. How do you think these advancements will benefit users?
The benefits are numerous. As virtual personal shopping platforms become more intuitive, users will enjoy even more personalized and curated recommendations, making finding items that match their preferences and needs easier. Additionally, integrating VR and AR can bring fun and excitement to the shopping experience, further enhancing the overall process for our senior audience.
It's remarkable how technology makes our lives more convenient and enjoyable. Virtual personal shopping truly has the potential to transform the way we all shop. As we conclude, do you have any final words of encouragement for our audience, Wayne?
Absolutely. I encourage all listeners to embrace the world of virtual personal shopping with an open mind. It's a fantastic opportunity to discover new styles, products, and brands, all from the comfort of your own home. Don't hesitate to explore different platforms and try out this innovative way of shopping. You may be surprised at how enjoyable and personalized the experience can be.
Well said, Wayne. The world of virtual personal shopping awaits, and I hope our listeners are excited to embark on this shopping adventure. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your expertise on this topic. Remember, everyone, virtual personal shopping is a powerful tool that brings the store to you, making shopping more convenient and enjoyable.
Indeed.
Absolutely. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. And that number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time I have for today. It has been my pleasure to be here, and I look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell.
Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Great Geek Productions, hosted by Margo Jones and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stephen Kartenberg.